This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so let's move on from, I guess you'd call it financial China, right, to real China. Because once you do the regression analysis and you take stocks and the markets out of the equation, what is the actual economic impact of a slowing Chinese economy on the rest of us, on the rest of the world? For that, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington.
Always keep this in mind. When the Chinese stock market sneezes, no one necessarily catches a cold. David Dollar at the Brookings Institution is a former China country director for the World Bank.
You and I cannot easily buy stocks on the onshore Chinese stock market. We don't have to worry that Americans have lost a lot of money. That's not happening. The market is, you know, fairly closed.
What really matters is the physical stuff bought and sold, or not sold to China, as is the case today, especially commodities, when index of metals and minerals prices plunged to half of last year's level. Michael Herberg at the National Bureau of Asian Research says this is not a short-term business cycle slowdown. China's whole economy is shifting away from smokestacks and cement mixers to consumers.
It's created enormous overcapacity in steel, aluminum, glass, cement, and that's driven a huge decline in Chinese consumption of all these basic commodities.
Including oil. China is the biggest, most important buyer of Saudi crude. And oil is created in part because China's car sales have fallen from 20% growth to 5%. Auto consultant Michael Dunn is the author of American Wheels, Chinese Roads.
Consumer confidence is not what it used to be. The other thing going on is that the cities are congested like never before, and the governments are making it more and more difficult to buy cars.
Cars with a popular bumper sticker that kind of reflects today's world economy confronting a slowing, transforming China. It reads, "Sorry, novice." I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.